Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is your fun Friday episode. I'm so excited to have you here. And you know how we're going to start? Scripture. Every episode, scripture. There you go. And this week, our scripture is out of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 14. For a lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors. And guys, that's powerful scripture. Again, go back to the spiritual kickoff. I really unpacked that verse, broke it down into three areas that you can simplify and apply to your life right now. Now, if you missed our Wednesday episode, I had Big A, Aaron Walker. He was on, had a wonderful time talking about the power of masterminds. He is the mastermind guru, if you will. He owns that space. He definitely has mastered that, if you will. And we had a really great conversation understanding how masterminds work, right? And what is the true value behind one? And just having that peer advisory group. Guys, I call it the Lion's Den. You need to have your group of guys, your 2 a.m. guys that you can go to, guys. And you know, he talks so much around core values as well as worldview. That's important. Now, again, we're not trying to shut people out, but when we're talking about growing, really growing as Christian men, as leaders, we need to be very aware of the guys that we have that are influencing us. What are their core values? What is their worldview? Does it align? Right? You go out to lunch with one of these guys and he's, you know, eyeballing the waitress and he's married. Those core values and that worldview probably is not aligning to what yours is. Okay. So you need to be careful here. So he really unpacked a lot of those core values and those worldviews, as well as how do you actually get this thing going? And guys, again, go check out thelionwithin.us and join our community, because we have a mastermind and we're building that. And a lot of lessons that Big A is teaching, we're implementing. We have those in process. We're trying to move the ball down the field because we recognize the power, big time, the power of like-minded individuals coming together to make each other stronger. There's tons of value in that, guys. We've seen it. We've seen it even with our Bible study. We've had Bible studies and Lion Lunches now where guys have shared stories where just by the encouragement they're getting, just the encouragement and support, as well as the accountability, because we do hold some people accountable from those meetings, and they're taking action. And big time results. So guys, that was a powerful conversation on masterminds. Highly encourage you to go check that out, as well as I really hope that you go check out thelionwithin.us and join our community so you can find out more about our masterminds and how we can potentially serve you moving forward. Now, you know, on our fun Friday, we're going to give you a health, wealth, and a self tip each and every week. So let's get started. Health tip right out the gate. And I got this from Big A. Okay. This is part of his book. Put in the big rocks first. Okay. Especially when it comes to your mind, your body. Okay. Schedules can get crazy. I get it. Look, got three, one on the way. I get it. But what gets planned gets done. That's it. You want to execute on something, plan for it. So you need to prioritize physical and mental health on your calendar, guys. Okay. This takes a shape in several different ways. Okay. This could be workouts, right? Actually, writing down what the workouts are going to be for a week. This could be defining prayer time. This could be defining what scripture you're going to get, that you're going to work through for a given period of time. Maybe it's per week. This is a scripture I'm going to read through. This could be journaling. Hey, I'm going to dedicate 15 minutes a day for journaling. Or it could be as simple as quiet time. And some of you guys right now, if you think about it, when's the last time you had some actual quiet time? It's tough. I get it. We have families, we have jobs, we have people, responsibilities, all these things. So are you prioritizing quiet time? Because I'm going to tell you what, those things I just went through, they will not happen by mistake, right? You need to put this in the area of non-negotiable and then fill in the other areas on your calendar as time allows. But put the big rocks in, right? And your health and your mind and your body, that's a big rock. As well as, you know, keep thinking about it further. Your wife, your kids, all those stuff. I get it. They're all big rocks. Put them in your calendar appropriately so that when you're there, you're there. But don't skip the mind and the body, guys. So it's so easy to do. And I get it. Guys can get so tired. They just skip right past it. I'll just work out tomorrow. Then that turns into the next day. And then next thing you know, it's been 2 years for you since you've been to the gym and you're 30 pounds overweight. And you don't know what to do. The only thing you can do is to start acting right now. Just start acting. So draw a line in the sand, put that big rock in, take action. Now, your wealth tip, be careful who you get financial advice from. Okay. You wouldn't take medical advice from somebody without those credentials. So make sure that your broke buddies aren't influencing your financial decisions. I get it. We all need buddies. We all have them. But we need to make sure we put those things through the proper filters. Establish where you go for that financial guidance, period. And then you need to learn how to tune out the rest of it because it's so easy with social media, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, LinkedIn, just different groups out there. You'll hear chatter all over the place. I need to be investing here. I need to be investing here. I need REITs, ETFs, stocks, mutual funds, all these different things, real estate, all these different things. Slow down. I get it. We all want to achieve wealth. But if you want to achieve that certain status, then who you listen to matters. So take this advice. Be careful here, guys, because it's so easy to just let these things just float right in. And next thing you know, we're acting on stuff that has not been proven out. And if it sounds too good to be true, it's because it is. Again, any area of building wealth, it's a marathon, takes time. Now, you do need to put in the work, but there's no get-rich-quick schemes out there, guys. They're called schemes for a reason. So just be careful where you get financial advice from. There's your wealth tip. Your self-tip, encourage your wife to find her own lion's den, okay? So Big A loves to talk about the power of groups and masterminds, and I love it, right? And again, we're all about that here at The Lion Within Us. But this can be an area that your wife overlooks, right? And this may mean to help her do this, that you need to take care of dinner or the kids one night all by yourself from time to time, right? You have to sacrifice things in your schedule so that to allow her to be able to do this. But you need her to have a healthy group of women, because it's going to help her grow as a woman herself, but it's going to also help her mentally. It's just going to be from a mental health standpoint, it's good. It is really encouraging for your wife to have that group of women that she can count on. Now, for my wife, it's a group that they meet on Sunday nights. So I know on Sunday nights, guess what? Old Mr. Chris is taking care of the kids, right? And I know that, you know, I got to take care of for the little one, baths and dinners and all that stuff. But for our family, for me in particular, it's important to prioritize that for her, because I need her to be able to go out and have that time, because that's her iron sharpening iron moment with a lot of her, with her close friends. So if your wife doesn't have that, guys, encourage her to be looking. But then that's going to also mean you're going to have to make some sacrifices in your own schedule so that she can go do these things. Okay. So there are your three tips. Health tip, put the big rocks in first. Wealth tip, be careful where you get financial advice from. And self tip, encourage your wife to find her own lion's den. All right, guys. Now, the book of the week for it goes on YouTube. Check it out right here. View from the Top from Aaron Walker. Great book, Living a Life of Significance. Love it. Ken Abraham gives a review, as well as Dave Ramsey. I believe my friend, yep, Dan Miller wrote the foreword to this book. So again, Big A, obviously he's won the game of life, right? He's doing great things. This is a really great book. Loved his story. You'll find it humorous where he's literally retired, I think, 3 or 4 times. Keeps getting pulled back into it. I love how Dan Miller pulled him back into work, because now he's doing meaningful work that's impacting so many people. So you want a copy of this book? Go check out the show notes for this episode, and we'll have a link right there where you go directly and you can add your copy to your library. So for our dad jokes this week, dad joke number one. Thank you for sticking with me while I figured out the meaning of many. It means a lot. Number two, what happens when you rearrange two letters in the word nuclear? It's unclear. So there you go, guys. For me, I know which one is hitting this week. Number one, thank you for sticking with me while I figured out the meaning of the word many. It means a lot. Number two, what happens when you rearrange two letters in the word nuclear? It's unclear. So there you go, guys. You know, we'll try to do better next week on the jokes, but hey, we're doing the best with what we got, right? So your question I want you to think about this week, have you built that team to help you win? If you haven't, guys, no big deal. Build it. And the easiest way to start building that team is within our community. Again, like-minded guys, common core values, we're common worldviews. These guys, if you're in the line within us, right? You're following Christ and you wanted to be that leader God intends you to be. Check us out there. There may be a mastermind group there that you would find value in. If not, we have our Bible study. We have our line lunches. We have all different ways to connect with us. So again, go check out the website, thelinewithin.us. Join the community. There's literally no reason you shouldn't take this step right now and go do that. Okay. Now, I want you to share this episode as well. Fun Friday episodes meant to share out, because we have what, 3 tips? You can apply these tips wherever you're at. So share it out. Now, if you're liking The Lion Within Us, give us a rating, 5 stars, write a review. That makes a big difference. So if you've just been a consumer for going on 10 months, 11 months now, stop and take 2 minutes and do that rating and review. We need more of them, guys. I'm just going to be bluntly honest with you. We need more ratings. We need more reviews. That stuff makes a big difference. Maybe you want to go to our community and check out all the different resources. Again, we have guides, we have eBooks, we have 2 courses out there now, guys. Not one, but 2 courses out there that are live for you. An eBook around personal finance. Guys, there are so many ways to get out of the stands and get into the game with the lion within us. But it doesn't happen unless you take action. So again, go to thelinewithin.us, take some action, join a community, and I'll see you on the other side. Have a great weekend this weekend, guys. Have some fun. Get after it. Do all the things you need to do to make it happen. Remember that scripture of the week, Proverbs 11:14, that lack of guidance, a nation falls. But with victory is having through many advisors. So get that advisory board. Get after it. Have some fun. Thank you. Come back next week. We'll have some more powerful conversations that are going to help you be the leader God intends you to be. Get after it, fellas. Unleash the lion. within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The lion within us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lion's Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.